Not sure what's going on with federal funding for public media? Our quick guide has straightforward answers, the latest updates, and ways you can make a difference. Get informed at WSHU.org.
The Nature Conservancy of Connecticut has unveiled its $4 million plan to transform and restore marshes and an estuary at Rocky Neck State Park. The environmental group will work with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and other agencies over the next 3 years to understand why the marshes are disappearing. Jessica Canizares is Director of Coastal Ecosystem Projects with the Conservancy.
Our goal here is threefold. We intend to plan for full tidal exchange between Bride Brook and Long Island Sound. The second goal is to restore the degraded 80-acre salt marsh. And the third goal is to improve public access and recreation opportunities.
Once the project is complete, the Conservancy will develop a plan to correct the issues and seek state and federal funding for the work. They expect restoration to take about a decade. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from around Long Island Sound. George Santos is sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. 19 of 36 Long Island water supplies contain PFAS. UConn makes its biggest ever fundraising push. Plus, fans of the show Gilmore Girls descend on New Milford, Connecticut. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Federal judge in Central Islip has sentenced serial liar and ex-congressman George Santos of Long Island to 87 months in prison. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Santos will serve 7+ years in federal lockup for multiple crimes. They include wire fraud and identity theft in connection with his run for New York's 3rd congressional district back in 2022. Ann Donnelly is Nassau County District Attorney.
George Santos was the polar opposite of what a public servant should be. He is without integrity, unconcerned with his constituents, and self-interested in every way.
The less-than-one-term congressman became only the 6th House member ever to be expelled from Congress. He's since become a podcaster. He's been ordered to pay over $500,000 in restitution and penalties. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The Trump administration weighed in to back Yale University's response to pro-Palestinian rallies on campus this week. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
A Homeland Security task force called an activist encampment anti-Semitic and said videos showed what they called outrageous examples of harassment and bigotry. The task force praised Yale for, in its words, enforcing its policies in shutting down a pro-Palestinian campus club after a protest on Tuesday. At least 3 students faced disciplinary charges from Yale for that protest. Yale officials cited concerns of anti-Semitic conduct at the gathering, but didn't give specifics, according to the Yale Daily News. Students and other activists protested an appearance by a hardline far-right Israeli minister at a Jewish student club on Wednesday. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
19 out of 36 Long Island water supplies contain so-called forever chemicals. Also known as short-chain PFAS, these contaminants are hard to filter out. They're linked to health problems like kidney and liver disease and cancer. Adrian Esposito is with the Citizens Campaign for the Environment.
The sad news is that this chemical, the PFAS suite of chemicals, are very toxic. However, we are working really hard to test for them and where they're being found to deploy treatment technologies to filter them out.
Esposito says tests are underway to try out new filtration methods to combat the short-chain PFAS. Gilmore Girls has been off the air for years, but fans of the show turned out for yet another festival in Connecticut. That story is coming up.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Never mind T.S. Eliot's description of April as the cruelest month. April's also the loveliest month. It happens to be the Academy of American Poets' annual celebration of National Poetry Month, highlighting the art form and its place in our culture. You'll hear poetic music by a variety of composers, including a suite from a satirical opera ballet about an ancient Greek lyric poet on Sunday Baroque this week. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
Former New York State Trooper Thomas Massia, who's accused of shooting himself and blaming it on a runaway driver, will plead guilty in his next court appearance, according to Newsday. The 27-year-old from West Hempstead was charged with filing a false report, official misconduct, and tampering with evidence back in January. Officials say he pulled the stunt for sympathy. New Haven, Hartford, and Bridgeport top the list for the most mini liquor bottle sales in Connecticut over a six-month period. The NIP sale tracker is meant to calculate environmental fees by municipality. The state implemented a 5-cent deposit on NIPs last year that amounted to more than $125,000 in New Haven alone. The Nassau University Medical Center board chairman will leave the position amid ongoing financial troubles. The hospital is suing the state of New York for $1 billion over its handling of hospital aid. The University of Connecticut is trying to raise $1.5 billion for financial aid, research, and more. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports it's the school's biggest ever fundraising push.
The campaign is called Because of UConn. They've already raised more than the current value of their endowment, which is around $624 million. That was before it even officially launched. Donations to the school are up 76% from this time last year. Some of the biggest contributions have come from alumni Elizabeth DeLuca, whose husband founded Subway, and Peter Wirth, who is considered a founding father of the generic pharmaceutical industry. The campaign is expected to double the number of named scholarships. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Gilmore Girls has been off the air for years, but fans of the show turned out for yet another festival in Connecticut near the show's fictional setting. WSHU's Beatrice Lovato attended the festival in New Milford called A Weekend in the Life.
If I say Luke's Diner and the Dragonfly Inn, do you know what town in Connecticut I'm talking about? They're in Stars Hollow, the fictional small town where Gilmore Girls takes place. Lorelai and Rory Gilmore are a mother and a daughter with a close relationship, as Rory describes on the show.
But my ultimate inspiration comes from my best friend, the dazzling woman from whom I received my name and my life's blood, Lorelai Gilmore.
New Milford isn't the direct inspiration for the show. That's nearby Washington, which has also hosted Gilmore Girls Fests. But its small square, picturesque gazebo, and cozy shops really give you the impression of being in Stars Hollow. Fans could prove their knowledge with Stars Hollow trivia and got to vote for who made the best boyfriend for Rory, Dean, Jess, or Logan. There seems to be only one answer to the question.
Yeah, this person's Team Jess, right?
Some shops added special themed items just for the occasion. Organizer Gina Jasinski says people came from all over the world
and come together for something common that they all loved and meet someone and feel like they are been friends with them for years.
Gina says the organizers are Gilmore Girls fans too.
Everybody can relate to those kind of things. Everybody can relate to the crazy things that Lorelai said and did, and everybody can relate to that awkwardness that Rory had when she was a young teenager. We just got to talking and said, you know what? Why don't we do a convention, and why don't we do it in the town that they kind of modeled the show after?
There were some actors from the show. Scott Patterson, who played Luke, took questions at a panel.
Why do you guys think that people find so much comfort in the show and keep returning to it years and years later?
Because it's real, and nothing bad can happen, and it's real in the sense where it's an elevated reality. Also, the humor, forget about it. It's the funniest, the most clever kind of humor there is.
It's been off the air since 2007, except for our revival in 2016, but a lot of fans rewatch it every year.
It's such a therapy show.
I've probably seen the entire series no less than 10 times all the way through. I've made two boyfriends watch it back to back the whole way through.
My mom and my sister and I, we'd watch episodes of Gilmore Girl while eating tons of junk food, and so I grew up watching it every single Wednesday throughout my high school years, and then I introduced it to my husband.
Eric Lindsay drove from North Carolina with his wife and daughter.
And I dressed up as Luke today, and they dressed up as Rory and Lorelai the first day, So she has a Chilton's uniform and everything.
He liked the show even before he met his wife.
I started watching it 20 years ago when it came out. I did like Rory. I had a crush on her when I was like 17. I thought Lorelai was cool because the mom drove a Jeep.
But why is the show still so popular, even after all these years?
So I think the themes of the show are really important. You have good, wholesome family values, but it also shows the struggles people go through. Lorelai's a single mom trying to raise a daughter and give her everything. And it's hard on her. And I think there's a real special connection with mothers and daughters, especially with the bond that Rory and Lorelai have. Because my wife and daughter have that same bond where they do everything together, but they also drive each other crazy.
His wife, Maureen, says every time you rewatch it, you adopt a different perspective.
I loved it when I was younger, obviously before I had kids and a daughter and everything, or a husband. I've watched it multiple times as I got older and seen different aspects that I didn't agree with when I was younger, but now I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense now that I have a kid. So it's interesting as you watch it as you get older too.
And maybe that's what's kept it relevant, even all these years later. Beatrice Lovato, WSHU News.
Another A Weekend in the Life event is scheduled for the fall. For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Meet some of the WSHU team tomorrow at the Groton Earth Day Expo Fair at Groton Public Library. The event will feature tons of different vendors as well as speakers, including our very own Brian Scott Smith, and a story time for the kiddos with All Things Considered host Randy Kay. Again, that's tomorrow from 11 to 4 at Groton Public Library. Hope to see you there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a wonderful weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.